Here's a thought I'll title, Our Creative Life as a Series of Completions. I was thinking about the Beatles the other day. Not a big Beatle fan, but, you know, nice stuff. But it is interesting to me as a creative artist to observe their growth over time, which is most visible when we just look at their albums. Think of each album as a distinct completion in their career. And when we start from the very early days to the very last album, we can definitely see that there was artistic growth and maturity and expansion and experimentation and sometimes even failure. But nonetheless, their career as a group was defined by these albums, and even to some degree, the albums that the individual members made after they left the Beatles. It's this business of looking at their creative life as a series of completions that had me fascinated. It's almost like the discussion of painters going through periods, you know, the blue period and the cubist period and etc. Artists have periods that define their career. Well, we do too. As photographers, each and every one of us have periods that define our creative and active career. But here's the key. That career can only be measured or observed or codified as periods in our creative life if we have a series of completions. We couldn't codify the Beatles by looking at unfinished songs that never made it into the album. Or what about painters? If they abandon a painting halfway through, we wouldn't define that as part of a career. It's just abandoned work. Well, the same thing could be said for us photographers. Every time we take a picture, there's a potential completion, but a lot of them are never completed. They get lost in our Lightroom catalog. We find some flaw in them that motivates us to abandon the image because it's not going to go anywhere. So we have lots and lots and lots of incomplete work. And maybe that's just part of the process, part of being a creative artist. But in terms of measuring our career and looking back and trying to identify trends or periods or movements or maturity in our work, it has to be done on a series of completions. This is one of the reasons I keep saying over and over again, the most important thing that we can each do is to complete stuff. Even though it may not be perfect, even though we may ultimately think it's not very good, even though we might occasionally be really embarrassed by something that we thought was complete, the only way to get to the next phase is to complete stuff. And then, when it's completed, we can let go of it. We can say, well, we've done that now. Move on to the next idea, to the next project, to the next PDF, to the next blurb book, whatever it may be. Moving on is the key, but it's almost impossible to move on when you haven't completed something because it's incomplete. There's that natural tendency to say, well, I got to finish it someday. But my experience, my observation in photography for 50 years has been that if you don't complete it today, the chances of it getting completed a year from now is pretty slim. Because a year from now, you'll be doing something else. You will have found a different subject that captivates your interest. That's not to say that every time you take a picture, you have to finish it or a project within, you know, that weekend. But I am saying that if you hang on to projects and ideas and images for years or decades and they're never finished, you will have denied yourself the opportunity to learn what you could have learned by finishing that piece of artwork or that project of images. I would go so far as to say that our creative life is a series of completions. That's how we look back. And when we look back at our creative life, that's what we'll be looking for, are those end points for every project, because the end point of one project implies the beginning point of the next project. in order to set up a little discipline, what if you committed to complete something on a regular basis? Maybe once a month, maybe once a quarter, maybe twice a year. Maybe every year you do one major project. Whatever fits in your productive life, completing something is really what counts. And I would go so far as to say that if you don't complete projects, if you don't mat and frame and hang a print on the wall, if you don't take a group of images and finish a PDF or a blurb book or some such thing, you have missed one of the great opportunities of being an artist, of being a creator, of being a photographer. Because the very act of completion is the process of growth, which is the reason to be an artist.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.